This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And we encourage you here to get involved in the conversation. We don't believe in invalidating the voice. We believe in the First Amendment right, the right to free speech. And as we say, with all rights come responsibilities, right? Well, many across the country are saddened and mourning for that one would-be passenger of the train wreck in New Jersey. Investigators have retrieved an event recorder from the passenger train that crashed Thursday in Hoboken, New Jersey. Information from the device is being downloaded probably even as we speak. This is according to a U.S. official. The National Transportation Safety Board has been in contact with the engineer, but they haven't been able to speak much because he's been heavily medicated, as you can imagine. According to eyewitnesses, it happened without warning, without time for passengers to realize they were barreling headlong into what turned out to be a deadly tragedy, without time for commuters standing on the station platform to flee. I mean, you know, it's just the nature. You stand there on the platform, you expect the train, it's coming, and you don't realize, maybe some people sense that it was coming in, you know, a little fast, but before you know it, faster than you can probably put your mind to it, there it is. It crashes, and here we have, according to the latest rundown, one killed, 114 injured. And here's what Governor Chris Christie had to say about it.
We don't know a lot about why it happened. The engineer is fully cooperating with law enforcement in the investigation. And as I said in my opening statement, I learned a long time ago as U.S. attorney, as I know the governor did as attorney general, you don't jump to conclusions. You let the facts lead you to those conclusions. And so we have nothing really to add to that. The one thing, as Governor Cuomo mentioned, that we know is that the train came in at much too high a rate of speed. And the question is, why is that? And we won't know that for some time. As soon as we know, you can be sure we'll share it with the public. But it's not appropriate at this time. No, I don't. And it's not appropriate for us to comment beyond that at this time. Let's let law enforcement do their job.
Well, we agree that we need to get the facts. And this is part of the challenge again. You know, something like this, we can anxiously await and prayerfully await, I would say, for all the details. And, but again, in our culture as such, we want the news like yesterday. We want to have all the facts. Thomas Gallagher, of course, is the engineer, age 48, treated, released from the hospital. And as the governor said, he is cooperating with law enforcement officials. He's worked with the New Jersey Transit, for 29 years. And this crash comes 5 years after more than 30 people were injured when a train overran its stop at the very same station. So, Scott, it makes you wonder, you know, if there's something inherently wrong with the station there. If something happens, it's not like this is happening every day, but we're starting to repeat here.
Yeah, maybe a design flaw somewhere in there. You would definitely hope that they would look into that possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, this was the end of a 17-stop route. And it started more than an hour earlier in Spring Valley, New York. The Hoboken hub primarily serves the lower Manhattan commuter market. And, of course, this is a report, filed, from CNN. So we thank them for, the information here. According to one worker, he said he heard an explosion-like sound as the lead car coming into the station fast slammed into the bumper block, a device meant to halt trains that pass their stops. He says that it went up over the bumper block through the depot and came to rest at the wall by the waiting room. Like I said, 114 injured. One has died as a result of this train crash in Hoboken, New Jersey, and we await details. Good to have you along with us, America. This is Bill Martinez, committed like you to get this country back on track. But it's going to be a grassroots movement. As you understand, the elites have run away on us, and this is is what they've created for us, but it's going to be up to us, we the people, to uncreate it and get it back on track. Welcome aboard. 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Like I said, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. Bottom-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what has got us into this mess because they just really believe that without them, we would be lost. We might be out of we might be out of debt, frankly. This is Bill Martinez with us right now, the one and only Megan Bark. Barth. Megan, of course, is, Bark? What is going on here? Megan Barth, of course, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Forgive me, Megan, there's something going on. Scott and I were just saying maybe it's tongue-tied Friday. Something's going on here. I don't know. What's happening?
You know, everyone's becoming a sexist all of a sudden. Isn't that funny? Just joking.
Whether you want to or not. Hey, speaking of which, of course, we got so much to talk about on the debates. But what's your takeaway with Alicia Machado? Some are calling it the curious case of this young woman.
I did expect Hillary Clinton to get personal and get in the gutter. But I didn't expect her to pull things out of the gutter with her, and that includes Alicia Machado.
Mm-hmm.
Because for her to have this woman as a poster child to use against Donald Trump, she misfired big time.
Well, did she vet this girl? I mean, did she understand her background?
I guess not, because, this reminded me of, and I don't know if you recall this, but as I was watching the California elections for governor when Meg Whitman was running against Jerry Brown, and Gloria Allred pulls this Hispanic maid out of nowhere and then ruins this is exactly what Hillary Clinton tried to do. I think she got a tip from Gloria Allred. However, she did not realize that she was basically picking up a porn star who threatened a Venezuela judge, drove the getaway car, birthed a child by a drug kingpin, and after the witness came forward and exposed the affair with the drug kingpin, the witness was executed. She also had sex on a reality TV show while she was engaged to a different guy.
Yeah, Bobby Abreu, the baseball player. I mean, your heart breaks. I mean, can you imagine? Here you are. You're watching your fiance on a reality TV show, and it's like, whoa, no wonder. That's all right. We're sending all the presents back. The wedding is now canceled, right?
Right. So you would think that they would vet someone a little bit better to uncover all of this dirt, which completely shatters any credibility that this witness of Donald Trump's sexism has.
Well, and then on top of that, it's a hearsay kind of situation, which if it was done to Hillary, oh, my Lord, she would, she'd still be screaming about it.
I'm watching. I was so ticked off last night. I turn on Megyn Kelly, which is unusual, and for the first 40 minutes, she's talking about this problem that Trump has with women, and it's a complete fabricated lie.
Mm-hmm.
She, as a prosecutor, as an attorney, she would not allow Alicia Machado on the stand if mm-hmm. her past can come up. It would damage her credibility as a witness.
Well, she interviewed her a couple nights ago, Megan, and she didn't hold water. And, you know, Megyn Kelly exposed her nonstop. Now she gives her 40 minutes after that? You got to be kidding me.
No, she had a parade of people on just bashing Trump, and she herself, for the last couple of days, insists that Donald Trump is a misogynist, a sexist, etc., where there's absolutely no proof. I'm sorry, but if you are Miss Universe and you gain 60 pounds, you are in violation of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
The organization wanted her fired. Donald Trump actually gave this trollop a chance to lose weight.
Yeah. Well, that, of course, is lost in translation by convenience, because that's what the Clinton candidacy and her legacy is all about. Now, what's this deal about hand signals and, you know, we got listening devices again? Obviously, something was protruding out the back of her coat.
Yeah, I think she was wired up, and supposedly Donald Trump was wired up. But when you look at just the debate style and Hillary, first, she had her head was bobbing most of the time. It was very difficult for her eyes to stay still, stand still, and focus on attention. I don't know if you noticed this.
Mm-hmm.
But when Hillary got personal and when she got in the gutter, we now know that she has no more cards to play.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton played all of her cards at the first debate. Donald Trump didn't. You know, I think he was kind of testing the water to see exactly where she would go. And when he pulls Elisa Machado out, he and, like many other people, were surprised. Elisa Machado doesn't pay my bills. Rosie O'Donnell doesn't pay my bills. Donald Trump's tax returns don't pay my bills, nor does Obama's birth certificate.
Exactly.
And these are the four. And these are the four issues that Hillary thinks she is going to rally around in order to get people to the polls. Donald Trump had to turn away 12,000 people in Florida the day after the debate. Hillary couldn't even fill a high school gymnasium with a couple hundred people. She's now resorted to Bernie Sanders and campaigning up northeast, and he isn't even selling out the crowds like he used to. They got about 1,000 people,
mm-hmm.
and that is the indication of a flailing, dying, imploding campaign, one that has never had a movement behind it, one that has continued to lie and fabricate and distort and deflect and distract from the issues, because Hillary can't talk about the issues. She can't defend her record or this administration's record. So, of course, she's going to get personal, and when you get personal, you know you're losing.
Yeah, it's a desperate ploy. I mean, it's just like rock music, right? You turn the music up, send in the reverb. You don't have to worry about practicing scales anymore. It doesn't matter if you hit the note exactly, because you've got all this other distortion and harmonics going on to hide it. You know, in the same way the comedians, you can always tell when comedians panic, because then the, you know, the coarse language comes out. And for Hillary, you know, we throw out the race card. Let's bring in, and I mean, Lester Holt, I mean, what a disservice and a misrepresentation for, you know, other moderators and other, you know, true journalists to come in and make an issue out of something which, you know, Hillary would have said, you know, that's old stuff. Why are we discussing, you know, something that happened, you know, years ago? It's a settled issue. And, you know, Donald Trump needed to confront him. He needed a Newt Gingrich moment to say, hey, I'm not going to put up with your gotcha racial, you know, suggestions here. And called it for what it was. And you imagine what Lester Holt would have done. He'd have tucked tail and started, you know, barking off in the corner somewhere.
Immediately when Lester Holt opened with the economy is great or something to that effect, I knew we were doomed. And Donald Trump should have cut him off at the pass there. I think Donald Trump did walk away learning a few things. Number mm-hmm. one, you don't have to defend yourself for 2 minutes against scurrilous accusations. You take 10, 15 seconds. You end the story, and then you start on the offensive again. And then you pick three things that you want to attack, or five things that you want to attack Hillary on. And you do that at every single opportunity. You mention one of her flaws, one of her lies, one of her misstatements, one of her scurrilous scandals. You constantly berate her and knock her off her game.
Exactly.
As well as the moderator. You continually put this woman on the defensive, because when this woman is on the defensive, she shakes, she grabs, and she is completely off balance, and that's exactly where she needs to be.
Well, stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, continues. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live.
Care to support this?
Well, you just opened the next segment.
Well, look, and I just finished. I think you should go to her website. She's going to raise taxes $1.3 trillion. You know what? It's no different than this. She's telling us how to fight ISIS. Just go to her website. She tells you how to fight ISIS on her website. I don't think General Douglas MacArthur would like that too much.
The next segment, we're continuing.
Well, at least I have a plan to fight ISIS.
No, no. You're telling the enemy everything you want to do.
No, we're not.
See, you're telling the enemy everything you want to do. No wonder you've been fighting. No wonder you've been fighting ISIS your entire adult life. Well, I'm really calling for major jobs because the wealthy are going to create tremendous jobs. They're going to expand their companies. They're going to do a tremendous job because politicians like Secretary Clinton won't allow them to bring the money back because the taxes are so onerous and the bureaucratic red tape. So what is so bad?
I have a feeling that by the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, why not? You know, just join the debate by saying more crazy things. Now, let me say,
there's nothing crazy about not letting our companies bring their money back into their country.
This is Secretary Clinton's 2 minutes, yes, please.
Yeah, well, let's start the clock again, Lester.
Bill Martinez live.
Some highlights in all kinds of fun and games last Monday at the debate, just to, you know, pique the mind and bring back into memory, you know, some of the craziness that was going on just about 20 minutes now after the top of the hour. Conversation with Megan Barth continues, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. You know, Megan, I got to tell you, I was really amazed, you know, speaking of this Alicia Machado deal, and I don't want to, you know, beat this thing to death, but, you know, let's look at the comparative. You know, Hillary is feeling, you know, she's got the woman's vote, but even then she's sensing that it's starting to slip away, and even the millennials are breaking away because though they not, may not understand, and they weren't there when Bill Clinton was in office, and what she did routinely to women, young women, and particularly Monica Lewinsky, who would have been, you know, a millennial's counterpart if they considered where Monica Lewinsky was and what happened to her and how she was treated by Hillary Clinton, even though the country thought, okay, Hillary was the victim and somehow became the heroine out of this deal. But, you know, history, you know, they've tried to rewrite history ever since. But let's look at reality. What happened to Monica Lewinsky?
Monica Lewinsky was sexually harassed, and she did not have a consensual affair. The relationship might have been consensual, but it was pure, unadulterated sexual harassment. Bill Clinton used Monica Lewinsky for sex or sexual relations. He never had any intention of loving her. He used his power and authority over a subordinate. A subordinate, a woman who was fresh out of high school. Now, beyond this, now, if you were a CEO of a company, you would have been fired.
On the spot.
But beyond this, on the spot, Hillary Clinton hired Sidney Blumenthal and created a war room in order to publicly smear not only Monica Lewinsky, but other women that were coming forward. She referred to all the women as bimbos. She referred to Monica Lewinsky as a narcissistic Looney Tune. She blamed the right, vast right-wing conspiracy. Paula Jones was told, was referred to as trailer park trash by James Carville. She and her henchmen publicly disparaged, smeared, and tried to ruin all of Bill's victims, and that's exactly what they were, except for the fact. Oh, and they used the power of the federal government. They sued, they took the IRS and sicked them against Jennifer Flowers.
Yeah, they used the people's money. They used the people's money to defend their case. I mean, Juanita Broderick, you know, she's fearing for her life. Kathleen Willey, who we have interviewed as well, I mean, they're still, you know, looking, going down the street, looking over their shoulder, anticipating any moment that their life may end as a result of being victimized by this Clinton apparatchik.
Yes, not only were they victimized by Bill Clinton, they were again victimized by Hillary Clinton and her all of her henchmen. She used the powers of the federal government and taxpayer money to try to further discredit and ruin these women. And why her words? Everyone wants to separate and says, well, Bill's activities have nothing to do with Hillary. No, she was an accomplice. She was complicit, and she was an attack dog. So she wants to go back 20 or 30 years and dig up some trollop like Alicia Machado, or if she wants to use Trump's words against him from 20 or 30 years ago, then by all means, game on. But here's the thing. Trump doesn't have to get dirty. He doesn't need to go in the gutter. He can allow others to fight their battles. And Juanita Broderick came out yesterday on Twitter and put Chelsea Clinton in her place. She said that she should know better. She wasn't alive during the time, she understands, but she was raped when she was 35 years old. She's now 78. It never goes away. And she went on a rant exposing the Clintons for exactly what they did to her. And Chelsea Clinton cannot just use that she was ignorant of it or it's some vast right-wing conspiracy. She may not want to admit it, but she knows in her heart that her dad was an abs and her mother were absolutely deplorable. And I'll use her word, deplorable, when it came to the many, many women that came forward. And Monica Lewinsky, I was about Monica Lewinsky's age. I watched this develop live on the news. I was horrified. And that is when my disgust for the Clintons started. And there are many other women like me, many, many other women like me.
Yeah, they've their voices have not been heard because because of fear of retaliation. I mean, what Juanita Broderick has gone through. I mean, Megan, can you imagine? Can any millennial imagine a female millennial imagine being abused, being raped at the age of 35? She's 78 now. You said.
She's in her 70s. I think she's 76, 78.
Okay, but still, you're carrying this wound all these years. I mean, she's going to carry this wound to her grave, Megan.
Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton could not get away with what they got away with. And they're partying like it's 1994. Mm-hmm. Technology has caught up with them. Perceptions and realities, specifically among millennials, have vastly changed, especially when it comes to sexual harassment and misogyny and all the other, but technology is catching up with them. Look, their lies are so elaborate, but they can't lie like it's 1994 because they're getting caught by a 24-hour news cycle. They're getting caught by social media. They're getting caught by the internet, right? We have ways to check things out like this Elisa Machado.
Right. Well, Megan, you know, the good news in all this, the redemptive part of this, I believe, is the fact that it is coming out. And that if anybody in their organization, any CEO of a company had any kind of inkling and is still holding on to any kind of misogynistic ideals, I would say that you're in trouble. If you haven't already made the transition to change your ways, I mean, this has been something that has been at the forefront for a number of years. It's been well exposed, but it's being exposed big time now on the political stage. And I think that people need to take note on both sides, you know, for the young women that, and I would say even male counterparts, because it's happening with men as well, to have the courage to stand up against this and to hold people accountable, whether it is your boss or even the president of the United States. So I think that is a positive here, that it does bring it to light. And I think that's a good takeaway for all of us that, like anything, when we see something that is not right, it may take a moment, it may take some time to change, but we need to realize and deal with the problem and call it for what it is. And I'm grateful in one sense, though, we're uncomfortable talking about and remembering what happened with Monica Lewinsky. And it breaks my heart to see Juanita Broderick and Kathleen Willey, like I said, who's been on with us several times. You just want to hug these girls, and just say, I am so sorry that you paid the price. But let's not let that price be paid for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. And, like I said, I think it was it's a wise move to let the others fight the battles. Trump doesn't.
Yes.
No,
I agree with you.
Get 30.
I agree. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of BrighamBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate, of course. Megan, as always, great to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends. We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdee.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have across the country or around the world via shortwave, we thank you for coming along for the ride here. This is Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Hart is back with us. Always good to have John. He's the editor-in-chief of the conservative political website Opportunity Lives, former Senate aide, senior aide, I should say, to Senator Coburn, and an award-winning writer and journalist with nearly 20 years of experience in politics and public policy. Hey, John, how we doing?
I'm terrific. It's great to be on again, Bill.
Hey, always good to have you with us here. Hey, John, I just made it back from the West Coast. You know, everybody wants to argue about these internet polls, and especially with the debate, it's all heating up. I mean, all this stuff is just a snapshot one way or another. That's probably about as good as my snapshot of bumper sticker polling, you know, because when I was in California, I got to tell you, I didn't see many bumper stickers. I didn't see one Hillary bumper sticker, and of course, now I'm in Florida. I've seen a couple Trumps, but no Hillary bumper stickers here on the East Coast either. So according to my unsophisticated bumper polling, it doesn't look good for either candidate, right?
Well, no, but that's actually a pretty good analysis, because you know there's a distinct lack of enthusiasm. That may be the defining characteristic of this race at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Is truly the lack of excitement for either candidate, particularly among younger voters.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of study on what millennials are thinking, and 91% of people the age of 18 to 29 wanted a third option. This was back in May,
mm-hmm.
and polls consistently show that there's not much support for Hillary, and Hillary does a lot worse than Obama among Democrats, particularly younger ones. So
right.
So I think the lack of bumper stickers actually represents a real trend. So that's not a bad way to draw conclusions.
Well, John, I was talking to Megan Barth about this earlier, that Marco Rubio, I thought, had an excellent way of framing Hillary's candidacy as the candidate of yesterday, that her time has passed. And I think that may be something that Trump may want to revisit and, bring into the fold here. Because even though, I mean, that candidates will use what, their competing candidates will say against them, but there's nothing that says you cannot use what your, fellow candidates had to say about a competitor and bring that into the fold. Because after all, I mean, as you know, it's about branding. People, by repetition, it builds reputation, and why not take advantage of that that particular wave and that kind of framing that I think Marco Rubio did a good job on. The other line was that our enemies no longer fear us, our allies no longer trust us. Another great line that he used, right?
Well, it's too bad he's not the nominee.
Right.
I think what Marco was getting at, and Bill, the way I think of political campaigns and races and all these fights is they happen on two levels. On one level, if you think of a storm on the surface of an ocean, that's most of what we talk about in the day-to-day news coverage. We talk about the surface issues, the storm, the waves, et cetera. But underneath are the tidal forces, the bigger forces in a race that really define and shape and can sweep away an entire landscape in a tsunami.
Yes.
And that defining under the current, the visible current, mood is this idea of change and moving away from what the status quo has always been. So Trump, if he was a better candidate, would be tapping into that big time. And that's what Marco was trying to do. And he just got pushed aside by Trump. But, this race really should be about change, and it is about change. And, I think what Trump has done the past few weeks that's interesting is, 6 weeks ago, he was given about a 10 or 12% chance of winning. Mm-hmm. And today he's around 40 or 42%.
Exactly.
And this is according to Nate Silver's blog, which is a collection of all the forecasters.
Right.
And the reason he's made that shift, I'm convinced, is ironically he's been listening to and responding to the criticisms of what we call the Never Trump movement or the Trump as a last resort movement.
Yeah, right.
Of people who have been his critics.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And really on three issues, he essentially reversed himself on immigration. He did that in front of Sean Hannity over a month ago. He's made a concerted effort to reach out to minority voters and create some distance between some statements he's made that frankly were textbook racist remarks. And then finally, he's demonstrated some humility. He said, look, I've made mistakes. I've used the wrong words from time to time. And I wish he'd go farther and detail that more specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But that I'm convinced that's why he's close. It's the Hillary's problems and stumbles, have certainly contributed to that. And, there's a lot of time between now and the election. And I don't think the debate helped Trump. It probably helped Hillary more than him. But the reason it's close is in some ways he's resolving the debate about what happens after Trump. Himself. I mean, he's making the case against himself in a way that we should frankly applaud if we're critics of him.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing, mainstream media, if somebody, I mean, President Obama can evolve in his choices and evolve very quickly, at his convenience as a result of a very powerful pen and a cell phone that he has. So he can evolve, but others are not given that latitude. And after all, Donald Trump, I mean, this amounts to OJT. I mean, this is on the job training. I mean, you got to think about it. This is what, 15, 16 months in the making, in terms of running a campaign. I mean, it is amazing. And he's neck and neck with a seasoned politician that has a war chest if you really want to break it all down. She was planning on spending $2 billion for this race.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that's true. And I think in the debate, I think you saw her polish, coming through. But polish doesn't necessarily get you very far in a race. where people want change. And so I think in this first debate, she had the upper hand. He made some mistakes that made him look, too antagonistic. He looked detached at some points. He looked bored. He looked frustrated. So we'll see what he does in the next couple debates.
Well, he was sent, no doubt. I mean, that whole birther issue, bring that up, and he had no counteroffensive to that. It's like, wait a minute, you didn't think that was going to come up? I mean, you don't need to spend 8 minutes on this. I thought he should have turned that around really quick, and look at you. I've already given my response on this issue that I've accepted. The information. It wasn't there before. It's now here. I accept it. And Lester, I'm really surprised that you would throw out something so racially divisive as that question.
Right.
You know, and it would have put Lester Holt right in his place, because he needed to be put back on his heels, because he was trying to Candy Crowley him all night long.
Yes. No. That's true. And he Trump dwelled too much on answers that were not favorable to him, and that's and that's the nature of a debate. Is you have to pivot. You know, it's like a boxing match. Or a wrestling match. You've got to maintain and the upper hand. And if you're about to get pinned down, you need to get out from under that. Excuse me.
Yeah. Well, John, to your point, in these kind of contests, you have to be sensitive to momentum. And just like with wrestling or boxing or karate, you use the other person's momentum to your advantage. And Trump seemed to be off guard on that. And that's hopefully is something that he will learn for these next two debates. So we'll see what happens. We expected 100 million people to viewing it. I think we had something like 85 million. Still a lot of people, sure. Watching what's going on and some potential decisions to be made here, right?
You got it. No, and there's a lot of time left between now and the election. And, I think if Trump continues to move in a direction where, frankly, Rubio would be, I think he's going to do pretty well.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, I would encourage him to pick up some of these lines. I think they were strong lines, and it's okay. He can credit Marco Rubio. He's on the team. I mean, Rubio did endorse Donald Trump, after all.
That's right. He did.
Yeah, exactly. John Hart on Bill Martinez Live. John, always good to have you with us. Appreciate it, buddy. It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay right where you are. We've got.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the 2-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, it is an honor, a pleasure to have you with us, sharing a part of your day and talking about the things that matter to you most. And the perfect one that we need to bring some sobriety to the conversation and clarity as well, because she is so stable of mind and clear of insight. We're talking about National Radio Personality, college professor, motivational speaker. In the background, she mocks me. She mucks my introduction. Can you believe it? Lauren Kitchen Stewart.
Verbiage just muddies the water half the time, if the truth be known. But hey, you say whatever you want to say. I'm right in here with you.
Hey, I'm always bragging on you. I'm always bragging on you. You know that. Hey,
you know, I love language. That's
yes, that's it. That's it. I mean, me and Robin, man, we're like, you know, we're all synced up here. Hey, did you have fun with your debate party on Monday?
Well, I have to be honest with you guys. I was out with a friend at dinner, and I T-voted, and so I got home just a smidge late, but I wasn't worried about it because I wasn't going to be exposed. I knew I could see it from the start when I got home, so I'm texting my husband. I'm like, what's going on? I'm on my way home. And he's so mad, he goes, get home and get on your Tebow. It's complicated. I'm like, it's complicated? What's this complicated? I was so aggravated with him. But then when I got home and watched it, it was very hard for me to watch. I had moments where I'm like, I mean, I was just, you would think I was really unattractive if y'all had been a fly on the wall and seen me watching that debate. I look like Broomhilda or the Wicked Witch of the West, something along those lines. But, I mean, it was, I guess it was uneventful for maybe what we had expected. And, you know, what we were all feeling, I think, after is, man, why didn't you just take her out? What
yeah, right.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, then if he'd have taken her out, then everybody would have said he was so mean-spirited or whatever. But, you know, surprise, surprise, she didn't fall over. She looked rather healthy and perky.
She didn't have a coughing fit, because Robin goes, you know, honey, if she starts coughing, it's all over. I'm like, that's true. Should we pray she coughs?
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know.
Oh, she.
Yeah, I know. But you know, what do you do though? But you know, so none of that really happened. And I thought that Donald Trump was very very controlled. And if anybody wished, you know, was wondering about his temperament, he contained it very well. I thought, all things considered.
Well, and most people felt like he probably contained it a little too much because there were several opportunities where it would have made total sense for him to really go for things she'd done. I mean, just to present facts. not to go for her jugular, but to just present facts of things that have happened, and everyone knows it. But I'm sure he had been so coached, and they had all just laid him out and said, now listen, you've got to look presidential. She's a woman. You got to pull back. You have to really withdraw from having a street brawl with her. Mm-hmm. Because if you do, she's going to come out looking better than you are. So just be cool. I feel like most of us thought he was probably a little too cool. But here's the thing. When we saw the debates with Mitt Romney and Barack Obama.
Funny you should bring this up, because I was thinking the same thing. Go ahead.
Maybe it will be the reverse. You know, it's like he came at him really strong, but then lost his momentum. And then, you know, after the first debate, we were like, oh, this is, wow, this is going to be great.
Yes.
And then by the second, by the third, we're like, ugh.
I think
my prayer is that it will be the reverse, that he kind of took it easy. My husband uses this term. They were just kicking cans down the road. You know, they were just doing a little kicking cans.
Kicking tires, exactly.
Kicking tires or kicking cans, whatever you want to use your terminology. They were kicking.
Yes.
And so now, coming up, hopefully, you know, he will really take things to task and go the opposite direction that Mitt Romney, build momentum rather than decreasing momentum.
Well, he's got to find, I mean, you know, the obvious thing in any kind of debate is if you get a question, you answer that question, but you redirect quickly into your wheelhouse. And he started to do that at one point in talking about her emails. Lester Holt didn't even talk about her emails. He didn't talk about Benghazi. How many other issues of the day were ignored by Lester Holt? I mean, ridiculous, huh?
Wanting to pound old Lester. I'm telling you, wanting to absolutely pound him. I mean, I've just never in my life been so frustrated with anyone. And I think so many people are like, you know, if you're going to be a moderator, that means you're just there to preside over. You're not supposed to bring your feelings into the situation, right? I mean, is that
exactly
right?
Well, the deal is, it's much the same way like you have referees in, you know, a football game, or, you know, umpires at a baseball game and that sort of thing. They're there to just watch the rules, make sure everybody's abiding by the rules. And these are professionals that's what they do for a living. I mean, here you get somebody go, oh, okay, well, you're a network news anchor guy. Forget about your prejudice, obvious, you know, that we know it. We're going to have you moderate. Really? And then on top of that, you brought it to me earlier. You suggested that Hillary got the questions a week or two earlier, and we're looking at some evidence here. And I mean, you know, this is the problem that always bothers me about progressives and Hillary Clinton specifically, is that they cause you to want to put tinfoil on top of your head and turn into a conspirator, you know?
Right. Well, and we heard that the morning after. And I think everybody's trying to, you know, fact check, did this really happen? But from what I'm hearing, it did happen, and I don't think any of us would be surprised. Well, there's no comparison. If you go into debate, you know, a week or two in advance, knowing exactly what's going to be asked of you, you're completely prepared, which, interestingly enough, I don't know if y'all felt like that, but I felt like that watching it. I was like, she's so prepared, almost too prepared, kind of just had this glazed over look. Like, I did not like the look on her face.
Right.
That kind of weird grin she had, I was like, don't do that. But she just seemed almost too prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So if she had the questions in advance, then we know why she was. There's a different look in your eye when you know what someone's going to ask you and you're ready to give an answer, and when you have no clue what's going to be thrown at you. I mean, I've been in those situations, and that's not a fair assessment of how the two of them would actually handle it. If she knew and he did not, that is not okay.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you should say the way she looked. I mean, Britt Hume, in his own maleness, said that he didn't like the way she looked. And, of course, he's getting reamed three ways to Sunday. But essentially, both of you are saying the same thing. Yours from a female perspective, his from a male perspective. You know, sometimes you don't understand exactly what's wrong. You just know that something's not right.
Well, she just kind of seemed glazed over. Her eyes seemed really big the whole time, and she would blink long and hard, and then she had that grin, like I mentioned, on her face the whole debate. And if any of you T-vote it, go back and watch it. And I mean, it was kind of like, I did not care for her facial expression. It did not make me feel good about her, and that's why it was difficult for me to watch. I was
impressed with the fact that, Trump did not really seem to be reacting a lot to her. I mean, on the positive side of things, because she did say some things where I was kind of like, ooh, and he's learning to just kind of, you know, I'm going to let it go. I didn't know how to feel about it, though, when he said, what did he say? Madam Secretary or something like that, and he goes, is that okay? Yeah, I want to make sure you're happy. That's very important to me.
Right.
I don't know about that, but he was just tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, why not? Well, according to one report, backing up what you had said to me earlier in the week from Martin Walsh, he says that, and I'll give a quote here in this one paragraph, says, last night the moderator, Lester Holt, proved to millions of voters that he helped rig the election in favor of Hillary Clinton. That is not a wild claim or theory. He says, we have statistics and analysis to prove how unfairly he treated Donald Trump. We also have another major development, too, and that was, to your point, that Hillary got advance notice of the questions. And it just so happened that when the person from NBC was delivering the package in a kind of a FedEx, get up and all that, obviously trying to hide the fact, somebody from the Trump campaign spotted the person and says, whoa, what is this all about? He's going straight into the personal office of Clinton campaign manager Robert Mook. And so they got caught, and when this was brought to their attention, they got that staffer out of there pretty quick. It was a Fox News reporter who raised the question.
Right,
they happened to catch it.
Right.
Right.
But what do we do at this point? I mean, that's not ethical. I mean, as far as lawful, I mean, it's probably not even lawful, but what can be done at this point? I think they do need to bring it to the table, let everybody know if that's the case, because I think that's going to influence how people feel about what they saw if they knew that she was prepared and he was not.
Right. And then the other obvious bias, as you were suggesting earlier, again, according to the analysis and the statistics, Lester Holt interrupted Trump a record 41 times. I didn't even realize this was a record, right? And to fact-check him or to ask a follow-up question, conversely, Clinton was only interrupted 7 times during the course of the 90-minute debate. So how is that level?
Yeah, it's not level. And I don't know if you guys were paying attention, but the focus groups they have on Fox News, they were talking to Frank Luntz, I think is his name, about his focus groups. He goes, well, people did not like it, when he would interrupt the moderator. They did not like that. I'm thinking he had to.
Yes.
Because he was not allowed to defend his point most of the time, and then he was interrupted all the time. So I cut him slack for that. I did not think that was right, because if you were watching it, you could clearly see that he was not giving them the same rules to follow. He was not treating them the same at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's frustrating. But you know what? It's made him look bad.
Right.
It really has hurt his credentials and him being a professional person and be able to come in and moderate and be balanced and in the middle.
Yeah.
Because what this is about is us seeing who they are and what they stand for. This is not about Lester Holt being able to show the world.
Yeah, but he didn't help himself, but he didn't want to be Matt Lauer by no means. He doesn't have enough political capital, right? Well, next Tuesday, October the 4th, we got the vice presidential debate, and the next presidential debate, Sunday, October the 9th, we've got all that to look forward. The Lucy Girl has been with us. Yes, the one and only Lolo, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. I'm Bill Martinez. Say goodnight, Lucy.
Goodnight, Lucy. Have a great weekend.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.